Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Mem Gimel, and we will begin from the two dots, about 15 lines from the top of daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. But before we begin, I want to say that today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Rachel Bas Reb Shmuel Zev Shachter, whose yahrzeit is today. I also want to thank her son, Lieber, for his very generous contribution to the development of the app. May today's learning be a Eloi for her neshama. I also want to thank the Olam for bearing with us during the summer schedule. So, you know, Metz Hashem, moving forward, things will be a little bit more misudar. I also want to give a shout out to my chavrusa over the weekends in the summer, Zevi Brat, for preparing the daf with me. Either way, Zok to Gemara. Echad oimei, so the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, the sixth parak Masechta Sanhedrin, discussed when it was finally Nigmar Adin. So we've learned about the interrogation, the cross-examination, Ketzad Ma'ayman Esa'eden, and now finally there was a Gmar Adin. Beis Din issued a verdict that Ploini is Chayev Misa. So the Mishnah said, Maitzi and Oisai L'Saikli, they would take him out to give him Skila. I'm reading from the Mishnah. Beis HaSkila Hoya Chutz LeBeis Din. The Beis HaSkila was a little outside of Beis Din. So it wasn't literally in Beis Din's courthouse, but you had to walk a little bit. Shenemar, and it's based on a pasuk that says, Hoitze Esa Mikalo. Echad Emel Al Pesach Beis Din. There would be someone who would stand at the door of Beis Din. V'HaSudarim B'yadai. And he was holding Sudarim. He was holding a towel. V'Sus Rochak Mimenu. And then there was somebody else who was sitting on a horse. He was far from the Pesach Beis Din, but not too far that he wouldn't be able to see him. Why this setup? Because in the event that Oymer Echad Yeshu Lamedol of Schos, because if somebody would come and he would say that I have a Limud Schos on this person that was already taken out to the Beis Haskilo, Halo Menef Besudarim, the person who's standing at the Pesach of Beis Din would lift the towel, Vahasus Rots, the other person who's on a horse would see it. He's on a horse, so he can go fast. He would quickly go, Mamidam, he would stop them. And then the Mishnah said, Vafilu hu oimer yeshu lamed al atzmus chos. Even if the defendant himself, the victim, the person that's about to be killed, as he's being killed, he would say, guys, stop one second. I have a limud chos on myself. Machzir yonoisa, they would take him back to Beis Din. They would retry him, or at the very least, they would hear the taina that he has. Afilu arba v'chamish pomim, even 4 or 5 times. Ubilvad sheyesh mamish bedvarav. The only caveat is there has to be some substance to what it is he's saying. But if he's just coming with frivolous tainas that make absolutely no sense, in that case we wouldn't listen. Zok de gemara. Amar Rafuna. Rafuna said pshitali, it's pasha to me. Echad emin shenitlabo, the stone that was used to give somebody skill. Echad eich shenitlabo, or the wood that was used to hang somebody that had previously been given skill. The echad sayik shenerabo, or the sayik if that was used to give somebody sayat. The echod sudash nechna, or the towel that was used to choke somebody. So the things that were used to implement Bisa's Beis Din, kulam yishal tzibor, they were funded by the tzibor. So the person himself who was being killed didn't have to pay for the thing that was going to kill him. But there were some public funds that were used. The tzibor were the ones that would pay for it. My time, and what's the reason for it? So the Gemara says it's a svara. The mididei lo yamrina leizil v'leisei v'likdol nafshei. Because it would be inappropriate, it'd be insensitive to tell a person, we're going to kill you, and not just that, you're going to pay for it. But Rafuna wasn't sure. So this Rafuna said pshitali. It was pashut to him that the things used to kill the person that was chayv misas Beis Din was paid for by the tzibor, not by the person himself who's getting Misa's Beis Din. But Rafuna wasn't sure about was Suda Shemenifam Boy. What about the Suda that was mentioned in the Mishnah? This towel that was used in the event that as they're taking the person out to kill him, somebody comes and he has some limut chus, v'sus sherot, or the horse, same purpose, that was going to be used now to go flag down, to go chase this person before they kill him. Mishal mi, who would pay for that? What's the shayla? Kivin dat solo didei mididehu. Do you say that being that these things aren't used to kill him, to the contrary, they're here to save his life in the event that there's some sort of chus, so maybe he should pay for it. Oidom, or perhaps or do you say that Pina Beis Din is obligated to save this person? As the pasuk says, v'hitzilu ha'eda. So Beis Din does have an obligation. Beis Din has an obligation. Beis Din has to pay for it. You have a chiyuv to take dalut minim on sukkahs, you pay for the dalut minim. Beis Din has an obligation of v'hitzilu ha'eda. So anything that they're going to need in order for them to be able to be mekayim their chiyuv, their mitzvah sasei deraisa of etzilo eda. It's incumbent upon them to pay for it. So that Rav Huna wasn't sure about. Says the Gemara Vesu, another shayl hodom Rav Chiyah Rashi Rav Chizdo hayoytzei lihareg, when they would give somebody mitzvah bezdin mashkin oisai, they would give him a drink. They would put together a concoction. What was in it? Kirucha levayna. You'd have a little bit of levayna, some incense. Bikoisho yayin. They would mix it together with the wine, and the reason was kadesha titarav daita. They wanted to calm him down a little bit. It was an anesthetic. It was there so that he shouldn't feel the pain that's about to come. Shenemar, based on a pasuk, tenushecha lo oived v'yayin lamari nefesh, that someone is a mari nefesh, he's a little ungezetzed, he's in a bad place, give him a glass of wine. So this person who's on death row, he's about to be killed, number one, he's fadaiget, number two, he's about to be in an enormous amount of pain. So they would take wine, they would mix it with levina, don't try this at home, and they would give it to him because that would be the anesthetic that he would have. V'tanya, we learned in the braisa, noshim yikarish av Yerushalayim, v'tanya defro, and Yerushalayim ha'yim misnadvoy, so m'viyas oisoy, they would be menadavid, so there were donations coming in, they were able to raise money for this. No problem. Clears the Gemara, loy hisnadvu nashim yikaris mishal mit. But what would be if the nashim yikaris didn't donate it? And now someone's going to have to go and buy the levoina or buy the wine. Who's going to pay for it? Says the Gemara. So Rav Huna said, Havadim istaber. Regarding this last shayla, I think I know the answer as well. Mishel, tzibur, the tzibur should pay for it. Kivin the chsif, tenu mididu. Because what's the pasuk? Tenu sheicher lo'oved, v'yayin lamari nefesh. Tenu suggests buy it and give it. So here already the pasuk seems to be saying that it's us, it's the tzibur that's supposed to pay for it. So said Rav Huna, as it relates to the things that are going to be used to kill the person that's chayv mises bez, and that's pashut, the tzibur pays for it. Why? Because it's a svara. It doesn't make sense to tell a person, you pay for the saif that's going to kill you. As it relates to the kirich alavoyna and the yayin, that's also pashut, the tzibur is going to pay for it. Not in, because of the svara, but because the pasuk's mashma that way. Tenu sheicher le'oved v'yayin l'mar nefesh. Tenu suggests, don't just pour him the glass of wine, but pay for the wine as well. Where Rav Huna seemed to have been unsure, and the Gemara leaves it with an ibaya, is the suda that was part of the process of killing the person, which is incumbent upon Bezdin to do. But then again, it's being done for the Hatzolah of this person. Do you say Bezdin pays for it? Do you say the person himself pays for it? And the Gemara seems to not resolve the Shaila. Another Shaila. What if one of the Talmidim who were sitting together with the Dayan, right? So we're quite familiar at this point with the setup of the Bezdin that would paskin capital punishment, Dine Nefashis. It was a Bezdin Shalch of Gimel, but there were three Shurais, each Shura consisting of another 23 Dayanim, who was sitting in front of them. If one of the Talmidim, one of these people sitting on the three Shurais, said that I have a Svara to implicate this person, in Shaymanos. If he said, Yeshli Lalamido of Schos, Shaymanos. So what would be if somebody raises his hand, he says, Yeshli Lalamido of Schos. They would tell him, stand up, and he would sit together with the Dayanim. What happened, Claire Rav Acha Bar Huna, if as this person's coming up, he said he has a schos nishtatik, suddenly he lost his capacity to talk. What's the halacha? Do we say that maybe we can't kill this person? Because had he been able to talk, he would have given us such a good taina, so that now it's a suffix, we suffix, we're not going to kill somebody, or no? So Rav Acha Bar Huna asked the shayla to Rav Sheshes, and menafach bar Rav Sheshes biyodim. So Rashi says he was machin avek the shayla, as if it was a ridiculous shayla. Nishtatek, he said, you worried about such a scenario that maybe this person had such a good taina that he was going to flip the whole case and this person would be acquitted, and it's for that reason now it's a question of sofik dinei nefashos, you can't kill him. If that's the case, if we're going to go to such a length to be concerned and paranoid that maybe there's someone that has a good taina, afilu echad b'soif ha'olam nami. Why aren't we always concerned? How do we ever kill somebody? Think that maybe somebody on the other side of the world has a good taina. So the Gemara says, no, he told him, hasam le'kamar, hacha kamar, over there, you don't know about another person in the world. Here there's a basis, there's a raglayim ledover. What's a raglayim ledover? Somebody raised his hand, and he said, I have a schos. So the Gemara says, my toshma. If one of the Talmidim was brought up because he said he has a schos, and he told Bezdin's his taina, and they were going back and forth, and before it came time to issue the Gemar Din, where they take a vote amongst the Dayanim, Umeis, this Talmud died. So Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina said, we look at this Talmud as if he's alive.
Bimkoimai.
And he gets a vote of Zakai, even though it's possible that he would have flipped. And maybe by the time the Gemara Din came around, maybe he wouldn't have said Zakai anymore. Maybe at that point he would have said Chayiv. But to the extent that he said Zakai and now he died, we assume that he would have maintained his position as Zakai. But what do you see from here? Zika in. It's only when he physically said Zakai. Then we say that even though right now at the time of the Gemara Din, we don't know what he would have been thinking, we're going to leave it at Zakai. But what is Zika loy? It sounds like that had he not said Zakai, he would have been nishtatik before he had an ability to say anything. It could be at that point, halacha would have been that we don't listen to him. Isn't that a raya? So the Gemara says no. Zika, pshitli. It's true, you see, from Rabbi Yosef Chanina, that if he would say Zakai and then he would die by the Gemara Din, we would maintain his position of Zakai. And it's clear that it wasn't pashat, Rabbi Yosef Chanina, that that would be the halacha if he didn't say anything at all. However, Omar Tibayl, I'm still not sure what the halacha would be in the case where he didn't say anything. Did Rabbi Yosef HaChanina say his halacha by Zika because he was positive that if he didn't say Zakai, he said nothing before he had the ability to talk, he was nishtatek, we dismiss it? Or maybe over there he was misupik and that's why he didn't talk about it? But the bottom line is, the diuk is not a diuk. The Mishnah said that even the person himself, the person that's about to get killed, if he says Yeshli l'lamid al atzmi schos, what's the halacha? Machzir noisoi. The Mishnah said, afilu, even four or five times, ubelvat sheyesh mamish bedvar, says the Gemara, vafilu pam rishani v'shnei, when you read the Mishnah, it sounds like, vafilu, ubelvat sheyesh mamish bedvarov is true, even for the first, meaning the Mishnah said two things. If the person himself says, that yesh li lelamed alatz mischus, that's a good enough basis to take him back to Beis Din, we move the whole procession back to Beis Din, and we try to figure out what the schus is. And the Mishnah said two things regarding that. Number one, we do this even four or five times. Number two, ubelvat sheyesh mamish bedvarav. The Gemara is being medayik that it sounds like ubelvat sheyesh mamish bedvarav is true for all four or five times. I mean, even the first time and the second time, there has to be mamish bedvarav. But the Gemara says, is that true? But Tanya looked at the bride, it's a pan sheyesh mamish bedvarav, bein sheyesh mamish bedvarav, machzir noisoy. The first and second time, whether there is mamish bedvarav or there's no mamish bedvarav, machzir noisoy. It's only mekam ve'ilach after the second time, the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time. Then im yesh mamish bedvarav in, ein mamish bedvarav ein machzir noisoy. So the brayse is not mashma like the Mishnah. From the Mishnah, it's mashma uvach yesh mamish bedvarav is true even for the first time, the second time. You're never taking this person back to Beis Din because he says yesh li v'lamid olav schos, unless we have a sense that there's something to what he's saying. Otherwise, even the first time, we're not going to bring him back. The price is mefurish not that way. Pam rishoyna v'shniya, the first and the second time, bein sheyesh mamish bedvarav, bein sheyeh mamish bedvarav, machzir noisay. Amar Rapapa, so Rapapa said, in order to reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa, you have no choice but to say, tirguma mipam shniya ve'elach. When the Mishnah says, ubevad sheyesh mamish bedvarav, it means from the second time moving forward. Meaning the first two times, he doesn't have to have mamish bedvarav. It's from here moving forward that it has to be mamish bedvarav. Mino yadi, how do they know? Meaning Pashat, the Gemara thinks, who are the people that took the person out to be killed? These are executioners. I mean, they're dayanim, but at the same time, they're not necessarily learned on the level that they would know if yesh mamish bedvarav or not. They were escorted by two talmidei chachamim, two members of Beis Din, two mumchim, two musmachim. These people would know whether in fact is mamish bedvarav or not. Mamish bedvarav, any loy loy. Great, the Gemara, v'lim salei me'ekar. So why do we say that the first two times we don't care whether there's mamish bedvarav? Why not? Let's just be melave him with these two talmidei chachamim right from the onset, so that if the first time he says yesh l'lamid olav schus, they'll be able to see if yesh mamish bedvarav or ein mamish bedvarav. So the Gemara says the reason is because agav debayis le'matzah yomer kol ma'adei esrei. The first two times, the reason it doesn't have to have mamish bedvarav, because we're concerned that maybe really he has a good taina. When he opened his mouth, he started arguing he didn't have anything good to say. Maybe he was just afraid. He's having a bad day. He's about to be killed. So you can understand why he may be in a situation. So the first two times we dismiss completely. Even if it's a mamish bedvarav, we don't say that he's just playing games with us. We say, we're melamed schus, that again, he's just in a bad place right now. He can't think clearly. By the third time, the fourth time, so it's not that we can't appoint a zugid rabban on the first time and the second time. Of course we could. The reason we don't look as into whether there's mamish bedvarav or ein mamish bedvarav, pam rishayin to pam shniya, is because we're always going to attribute the fact that ein mamish bedvarav to the fact that this person is simply having a bad day. Either way, just one ha'ara regarding the Gemara that we just learned. So the Gemara said that when they used to kill somebody, they would give somebody Misas Bezdin, they would take a cup of wine, they would mix it together with Levina, and they'd give it to drink. And it's based on a Pasuk Mishlei, Perek Lamed Aleph, Tenu Shechar La'oved, V'yayin L'mari Nefesh. The Gemara, Mesechtes Erevin, that Samachay Amad Aleph says, you want to know why Hashem created wine? Not to make Kiddush Friday night, not for Avdolah. The primary purpose of wine was to be Menachem Aveilim, Ulashalim Schar L'Rishayim, and to give Schar to Rishayim, Shenemar to Rishaycha L'Oived, V'yayin L'mari Nefesh. And the Gemara quotes this pasuk. It means wine is something that historically was always used as an anesthetic. A person's in a bad place. So we would give him to drink wine. It's interesting. There's a Gemara Masechtes Ksubis Daf Ches Amid Beis. So this Gemara is the calm before the storm, right before Ksubis Daf Ches, which is the Sugya Pesach Pesuach. So one of the very last Gemaras. The Gemara says Tana Asara Koisos Tiknu Chachamim Beis Ovel. Once upon a time, an Ovel would drink 10 glasses of wine. So he would sit down for a Suda. 10 glasses of wine, no less. Says the Gemara, three of these glasses he would have before the meal to open up his appetite. Three during the meal, to help him digest the food. And then he would drink another 4 glasses of wine after the Suda. Why 4? Echad keneged azon, ve'echad keneged berchos ha'aretz, ve'echad keneged b'nei Yerushalayim, ve'echad keneged atoy v'amik. So you're familiar with the kosher bracha, berchos ha'mazon? The other would have 4. There's 4 brachas of berchos ha'mazon. He would have 1 kais for each bracha. The brisa continues. He should have another 4, 14. Echad keneged chazon yair, ve'echad keneged parnosa yair, ve'echad keneged beis hamikdash, ve'echad, and then the 14th glass of wine was keneged Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara says, "Eschilu, you know what happened? 14 glasses of wine. Hayishayson u'mishtakrin. They started getting drunk. Echzira adavol yoshnos. And they said 14 is already too much. We're gonna have to reinstitute the minig. We're gonna have to bring it back to 10. Where does this come from? 10 glasses, 14 glasses. Agresh, it's this pasuk. It's the Gemara in Erevin. Samachem and Aleph. Triyayin la'oved. Or through Sheikha La'oved, V'yayin L'mari Nefesh. Supposed to give wine to a person that's an Oved, wine to a person that's a Mari Nefesh. But I'm going to tell you something very interesting. When two Yidden get together and they drink a glass of wine, you toast, what do you say? You say L'chaim. So I'd heard years ago that why do you say L'chaim? Based on this Gemara. Because the Gemara says when they would take somebody out to give him Yisus Bezdin, what would they do? They would give him a glass of wine. That means this glass of wine was Lemisa. So when we sit down now, and we're going to get drunk, so what do we say? I mean, have a glass of wine. We say L'chaim. It shouldn't be Lemisa. Especially if you mix courage all the way, then you definitely have to say L'chaim. So you should. It should be L'chaim. It shouldn't be Lemisa. What's interesting is it's a Medrash. It's a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Pekudei. Tucked away. So the Medrash over here is a real Sanhedrin digger medrash. Ketzad chaykrin esa eden. It says v'darashta, v'chakarta, v'sha'alta hetev. Mamish har sugis. How are they chaykrin eden? So I'll read it to you fast. Ha'isha chaykrin eden alavero, sha'ada moise yoytze ha Sanhedrin, v'chol Yisrael imam l'rchoy v'ir, u'maytzin l'sham ish, u'machuyev skila. So the medrash goes on to describe in detail, it's a very abridged version of a lot of the Gemaras that we've been learning. And then finally, it comes time to vote, says the medrash. The Gadol of the Sanhedrin, listen to this, would get up and he would say, Savrai Maronon. Who's he talking to? Savrai Maronon. To the Dayanim. Do you think that this person should go L'chaim? Or do you think that this person should go L'misa? V'heimayrim. And they would answer, Im L'chaim. If they thought L'chaim, they would say L'chaim. V'im L'misa. And if they thought L'misa, they would say L'misa. Im L'muchayev Skila. If he was in fact Chayev Skila, if that was the verdict, Mevi'in lo yayin toiv v'chazok u'mashkin oisoy. They would give it him to drink. K'dei shelo yitztar min ha-skila. U'bon ha-edim. And then they would finally give him Skila. And I'm forwarding. Says the Medrash, V'chein. It's for that reason that Shliach Tzibor, Kishiyesh B'yaday Koishal Kiddush, Oy Koishal Avdolah, V'hu Oymer, and he says, Savrai Moronon, because he's going to be Moitzi them now with Kiddush. You know what they answer? V'oymer HaKol, L'chaim, K'loymer Ki L'chaim Yehei HaKois. So not only was the L'chaim that we say to contrast between the Lemisa of the Harugei Bezdin, but it was the same Nusach as the Medrash. The Gadol Shevet Ayonim would say, Savrai Moronon. What do you have to say on this topic? L'chaim, L'misa, we go with the same exact nusach, We say Savrai Mirona, and the Kol answers, right? That's the minig in certain kehilas. L'chaim, it comes from this Gemara right here. It's interesting that there's a Das Kenim Bali Tosfos in Parsha Shmini. So the Das Kenim is on the Pasuk Yayin V'Shechar Al Tesht, and it talks about all the bad things that can potentially come, all the bad things that could potentially come from drinking wine, right? And there's a whole list over here, Mar Mekoymus, that the Das Kenim goes through with regards to wine. So Toich Dvarov, in the middle of this piece, says the Bali Toisvis, that you should know that Al Yidei Yayin Sheshasa Adam Arishoin Bebirchas Nisuin Shaloi. Listen to this. We know Adam Echave ate from the Eitz Hadas. We went through the Gemaras in detail last week. What caused Adam HaRishon to eat from the Eitz Hadas? Because Adam HaRishon was born on the sixth day of creation, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. So was Chava. Adam and Chava got married on that day. Kai and Hevel, maybe not Hevel, were born that day. They ate from the Eitz Hadas that day. Right? The Gemara went through the Yud Beis Shoyz, hour by hour of detail of exactly how that one day played itself out. But Adam HaRishon definitely got married that day. When he got married, there was Sheva Brachas. By Sheva Brachas, there's Koshal Bracha. Says the Das Kenim Bali Tosfos that Adam HaRishon drank wine from the Sheva Brachas, Nishtaker, and that's what caused him to be over al Tzivuy of Shalmakim. Unbelievable. Says the Bali Tosfos, and I quote, Ulafish and Niknasam Misa Allah Adam Bishvil Oisayayin, being that when Adam HaRishon drank wine, it caused him to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And eating from the Eitz Hadas is the source of all death on this world. Because had Adam HaRishon not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, nobody would have died. Nagu Olam. That's why there's a minig Olam. Gisham Mevorich Betzibur Oimer Savrai Meronon. Hein Oinon L'chayim. That's where it comes from. Because it was wine that caused miso. Which wine? The wine of the Sheva Brachas that Adam HaRishon drank. I think Al Derech the Das Kenim Bali Tosfos, you probably could say even more Pashid. And that is, we had a Mandomar that said that the Eitz Hadas was Geffen. Right, again, we went through all this in detail in the last few weeks. Big Machloikis in the Gemara. What exactly was the Eitz Hadas? Was it a Geffen? Was the Eitz Hadas a chita, a te'ina? But one man number says geffen. And we said that in halacha, you find different places where we follow the shita that it was a geffen. The Magen Avraham in Erechayim, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Reish Sadik Vav says the minig is that women don't drink Kodesh Avdolah. Right? As I state Magen Avraham. To the extent that the Mishnah Berurah asks a steer in Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham says that if a woman doesn't have a man to be moitzer with Avdolah, she can make her own Avdolah. Right? The Mishnah Berurah, how's she going to drink? Magen Avraham said a woman's not supposed to drink Kodesh Avdolah. Why not? What's the reason for it? So the Magen Avraham quotes the Shlach HaKadosh, who says because the Eitz Hadas was a geffen, wine. And who is the one that caused Adam HaRishon to eat from the Eitz Hadas? It was Chava. So Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. So it's for that reason we don't go ahead and do. We spoke from the Goyim and the Ma'aser Rav used to not eat grapes. No anovim on Rosh Hashanah. And the Sfunim HaKadoshim say it's because the Eitz Hadas happened on Rosh Hashanah. Because Briyas HaOlam was Chafei Elul. Adam HaRishon was born on Rosh Hashanah. So it's for that reason you don't eat an oven because the Eitz Hadas was Geffen. You don't want to be Ma'irer, the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. It could be. Al Derech says Pasha. That's why you say L'chaim. Because the Eitz Hadas was the cause of me. So what was the Eitz Hadas? It was wine. It was Geffen. So it's for that reason it makes a lot of sense. Either way, Zok de Gemara. In the event that they found the Schos Patru. He's off the hook. The Imlav. And if after coming back and we're going through the charade, we're coming, we're going, we're going, we're coming, four times, five times, there's no way to be Milam Mitzchor, so we have no choice, but we have to implement Misa's Bezdin. Says the Mishnah, Yoitzel Lisak, Vekruz Yoitzel Lefano. There would be an announcement, a proclamation that would say, Ish Ploini Ben Ploini Yoitzel Lisak, Al Sha'over Aveinu Ploinis, U Ploini Eitav. This is the final Ramko. So there'd be this krus that was Yoytze Lefanim, and they would say, we're killing this person. If there's anybody that has a schus, this is last licks. Try to save his life. Amr Abaye, Abaye said that in that Ramko, you'd have to add a little bit more information. That this Avera that he's being killed for allegedly took place B'yoyim Ploini. U'bisho Ploinis, u'bimokom Ploini. What's the reason for that? Just in case there's someone who knows to be mazim the edim that claimed to have witnessed this event, so we want to give that again one last effort of the yitzilu edo. Cruz yitzil lefanov. So the Gemara says that a cruz was yitzil lefanov. Says the Gemara lefanovin. It says lefanov meikaroloi. Says Rashi, Lefonov in the Masur Balichase. When did the Kruz come out? When did they make this Ramko? Lefonov. Balichase. As they're walking into the base of Skilo. As they're about to kill him. But the Gemara's the Ikizmei Karoloi. But 40 days before, not. Now, what does 40 days have to do with anything? Not. Says the Gemara, two dots. And we're missing over here a whole chunk of Gemara. So the truth is that the Gemara that's missing here is in the Chesreinus Hashas. And this Gemara, again, the Gemara is stopping mid-sentence. The Gemara made a diak. Usually if the Gemara makes a diak, either it proves it or disproves it, Toshma, Rayas, Kasha, something. The Gemara just says, Lafanovin, Mei Karoloi. Two dots. So it's clear that there was more Gemara over here. There was. And this is one of many Gemaras in the Talmud Bavli that was censored. Not exactly sure when, but if you know a little bit of the history of the Jews living in a Christian world during the medieval times, the Yidden had a lot of tzaras because of a lot of Gemaras that spoke either in a derogatory way, but certainly in a not bakovedig way, about the Noitzrim. And it was for that reason the Shas had to be edited. So this is a classic example of a Gemara that was edited, literally mid-sentence. But if you take a look at the Chesreinus Hashas, the Oiz V'Hodor, and some of its volumes, has it printed on the side of the Gemara. So we'll just read the Gemara that's missing right here. Says the Gemara, so the Kruz Yoitze Lefonov, Lefonov in Meikara loy Vatanya, but we learned in a Braisa. Meaning, is that true? That this cruise, this Ramkel that says that anybody that has a schos should come be Melamed schos, wasn't said 40 days before. The Erev HaPesach Tolu Yeshe Noitzri. It was a Braisa that said that Yeshe Noitzri was hung, he was killed, he got skila by Bezdin. Erev Pesach, Vakruz Yoitzel Lefanov Arbaim Yoy. And there was a cruise that was Yoitzel Lefanov. And when did this Ramkel come out? It was 40 days before he was killed. What did the cruz say? Yeshay ha-noitzri yoyse li-sokel al-shekishev ve-hissis ve-hidiach es-yisroel kol mi-she-yedea lo-yischos yovay v'yelam yitzchos v'loy matzu lo-yischos. Nobody could find the schos utalu, and they hung him be-erev ha-pesach. So what's the kasha? You see clearly that the Ramko went out, not lefana, but meikara. It was already 40 days earlier. Amar Ula said, v'tizbro, you're going to ask me a kasha from Yeshay ha-noitzri? Yeshay ha-noitzri bar the whole price really is shver. Because when they mahapich l'schusei shal yeshe ha-noitzri, meisesu, what did the Ramkol say? Why is he being killed? Because he was a meisesu madiach. And we know, v'rachmano, amal leisach, amal leisach ha-salav, there certainly wasn't such a Ramkol for the meises. I mean, think about all the Gemaras we've learned already about the meises. Loisach, amal leisach ha-salav. So why was there a Ramkol at all? Elo, you have to say, shana yeshe, yeshe was different, the karv l'malchus ha-ava. Because yeshe was karv l'malchus, and they couldn't just kill him. And therefore, they had to follow a little bit of a different Seder Advarim, a little bit of a different Mahalach when it came to kill. So it could be, ordinarily, it's Lefanov, not Meikara, like the Diyuk in the Mishnah. Ah, Yeshaya Noitzri, he was different, he was a Kar of Lamalchus. V'horaya, he was also a Mesis. And for a Mesis, we're never going to try V'Yitzilo Asa'edor. The Teretz is, he was a Kar of Lamalchus, therefore it's different. Tanu Rabbanon, the Gemara continues. Chamisha Talmidim, Hayulili Yeshaya Noitzri. Yeshaya Noitzri had five Talmidim. Matai, Nakai, Netzer, Ubuni, Vitoida. And they were also killed. Asyula Matai. He brought Matai to kill him. Erev Pesach, give him skila. Amalohu. So he says, Matai did. Matai Yeharek? You're killing Matai? Hoksev, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Masai Avoy Ve'eroe, Pnei Elikim. It sounds like Masai is going to be Ro, Pnei Elikim. Masai, Matai, shouldn't be Chayev Misa. Amalohu, they told him in. Matai Yeharek. No. We have another pasuk. Dechsev Masayomos va'avat shmoy Matayomos. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says Tshuva ba'almohi. I mean, obviously they weren't killing Matay because the pasuk says Masayomos, but it was b'pnei she'umois shekarav l'malchus haya. This Rashi obviously is also in the Chesreinus Hashas. Shekarav l'malchus haya v'yitzrichim l'hoshev al kol raya shel hevel shalahem. So they were coming with raya shel hevel, but the Sanhedrin, the Chachamim, had no choice, but they had to respond to these raya shel hevel. Asyula Nakai, they brought Nakai. Amalu Nakai Yehoreg. He said Nakai is going to be killed. Except the pasuk says v'noki v'tzadik al tarig. You're not supposed to kill Nakai. Amalu, they told him in Nakai Yehoreg. Except v'mistorim yarig noki. Asyula Netzer, they brought Netzer. Amar Netzer Yehoreg. Except the pasuk says v'netzer myrosh. Of Yifra, I'm going in. Yeah, Netzer Yehoreg. The Chesiva Ato Hashlachta Mikivrecha. Ki Netzer Nisa. Siu La Buni. They brought Buni. Amar, he said Buni Yehoreg. The Chesiv Bini Bechayri Yisrael. Buni Bini. As Dach Bechayri Yisrael. I'm going in. Buni Yehoreg. The Chesiv Hinei Anoichi Yehoreg. As Bincha Bechayrecha. As Siu La Toida. They brought Toida. Amar Toida Yehoreg. The Chesiv Mizmar Lesaida. Toyd is supposed to be singing. Obviously, he's not about to be killed. I'm like, in Toyd, you hurry to chsiv, zeveach, Toyda, yichabdenani. Sometimes you have to shech. Toida, and here, ready, we return to our regular program, which if you look at the Gemara on the top of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Amrei Shua ben Levi, the Gemara is going to quote something related to this pasuk, Zaveach Toida Yechab Denoni, which, by the way, without the Chasveinus Hashas, makes no sense. How did we go from the Diak of Lefon of Inmei Karoloi to 10 lines of Agadah to Gemara regarding Zaveach Toida Yechab Denoni? It's all in the Chasveinus Hashas, because at the end of this Braisa, the Gemara mentioned the pasuk of Zaveach Toida. Why? Because this Toida thought he was going to get off the hook. Mizmar Masayda. He says, you can't kill me. So they told him, no. Zevech Toida. Sometimes you have to kill Toida. And then the Gemara has a member, a famous member, we'll see in a minute, about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But either way, so this is, again, a Gemara that was once upon a time part and parcel of the Talmud Bavli. It was edited. And today it could only be found in the Chasreinus Hashas. But this Gemara, if you think about it a little bit, is actually very, very interesting. Because the Gemara says that Yeshay HaNoitri was killed by the Sanhedrin. There was a Bezin Shalchav Gimel. They gave him Misa's Bezin. The reason it's interesting is because that's not the Messiah of the Noitrim. The Noitrim have a different Messiah. The Noitrim's Messiah is that Yeshaya Noitri was crucified. He was killed by the Roman governor of Judea at the time, whose name was Pontius Pilate. And he was, right, we know how he was killed. But the Yidden bore responsibility for his death because allegedly it was done via nepotism that the Chachomim had, the Sanhedrin, together with the Romans. That the Yidden were having tzaras from Yeshaya HaNoitri, can move on, and they somehow used protection that they had to get the Roman officer, Pontius Pilate, to kill Yeshaya in the way the Romans used to kill people, which was crucifixion. So the Gemara says that he was given Misas Bezdin, Erev Pesach, with the Baskal, a Braisa, right? The Gemara is discussing it in light of the Diyuk that the Gemara made, Lafanavin, made Karoloi, Leisachmo, Leisachasalov. He was given an ordinary Misas Bezdin, which is not the Messiah of the Noitz. Okay, so why is that a problem? The reason it's interesting is because the Yidden had suffered so much tzaris over the fact that the Noitz believed that the Yidden are responsible for the death of Yeshaya HaNoitri. And really, the whole responsibility was as a group, that they have this scene where Rabbi Gamliel is standing there at the time that Yeshaya has been killed, and he's egging on Pontius Pilate, and for that, tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of millions of Yidden were killed in pogroms over the last 2,000 years. All because of the fact that Yidden bear some responsibility in their eyes in the death of Yeshaya HaNoitri. So what do we do in the Talmud Bavli? Well, we've had so much tzara as Ravina Ravashi 500 years later. They wrote a Gemara, and the Gemara says that you don't kill Yeshaya HaNoitri. No, you think we're only responsible Gerama de Gerama, this is Dina de Garmi? No, we killed him. He was given Mises Bezdin. He was given Mises, and really it would have been like Sachmov, like Sachasolov. It just so happened he was a car of Lamalchus, so he had a. How could you even make sense of a Gemara like this? And the truth is, that Rabbi Yechiel Miparis, in his very famous debate against the Neutrim in France in the year 1240, he argued in front of King Louis, the King of France. He said that I want you to know that the Yeshaya HaNoitri, that's mentioned in the Gemara, that you keep on giving the Yidden tzaras about. How could you speak of Yeshaya this way? It's such a disrespect. You have the wrong guy. It's not the same Yeshaya HaNoitri. Your Yeshaya HaNoitri, it says in your Sifrei Minos, was killed by the Romans. He was crucified. Read the Gemara. This is a different Yeshaya HaNoitri. He was given Misas Bezdin. It's not the same Yeshaya HaNoitri. And the truth is that he proved it from other Gemaras as well. The Gemara says in Masechta Soita, just mention one, Soita Mem Zayin Mem Aleph, another well-known Gemara. The Gemara over there is discussing that after Yanei HaMelech killed all the Talmidei Chachamim, so there were two Gedolei HaTanaim that survived this massacre. Number one was Shimon ben Shetach. He survived, the Gemara says, because he was Yanei HaMelech's brother-in-law. He was Yanei's wife, the queen's brother, and she saved him. And Rabbi Shua ben Prachya had escaped to Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, and that's where he survives the war. And the Gemara says that Shimon ben Shetach sends a message to Rabbi Shua ben Prachya, basically telling him that it's safe to come home. Rabbi Shua ben Prachya understood the message. He's on his way home. We'll pick it up at this point. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Shua ben Prachya is on his way back to Yerushalayim. He stops off together with one of his Talmidim by a Balachsanya. And when he came to this Balachsanya, so this woman saw who Rav Shuv ben Prachya was. He's this big Chacham. So she gave him a lot of kovet, and he was very happy. He was very makir toiv. So the Gemara says that Komishtabach kama noach sanyezu. So Rav Shuv ben Prachya turns to his Talmud and he says, wow, how beautiful is this Balas Achsanya, because of the cover that she's giving us. So this Talmud turns to Rabbi Shimon ben Prachi. He says, Rabbi, you really think she's so beautiful? Hey, now, true toys, look at her eyes. No, her eyes aren't so nice. Rabbi Shimon ben Prachi said, Rosh, this is what you thought I meant when I said she's beautiful? I didn't mean physically. I meant her meisim, the way she took care of us, the way she was mechaber us. Says the Gemara, Apik arba meya shefuri. Rabbi Shimon ben Prachi took out 400 shofaris, v'shamte, and he put this Talmud into cherem. Kol yoyma osa l'kamei. Every day, this Talmud would come to Rabbi Shimon ben Prachi to ask him mechila v'lei kibble. He wasn't masking. Yoyma chadav kakari kriyishma. One day, Rabbi Shimon ben Prachi was reading kriyishma. Osa l'kamei came to ask him mechila. And says the Gemara, have a bedaiti l'kbule. Really, Rabbi Shimon ben Prachi at that time was going to say machalach, machalach, machalach. But Achvi Lebi Yodi was the middle of Kriyishma, so he couldn't respond. So he made like a little motion with his finger. So far, this Talmud thought, mitcha dochile, that he was again telling him that I'm not moichel you. Says the Gemara, he said enough. You know what? I asked my Rebbe enough times. He still doesn't want to be moichel me. What am I supposed to do? Ozal, he left. Zokaf leveinasa, polcha. He created an Avodah Zarah, which is a euphemism for an entire religion, and the rest is history. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Prachi went to his Talmud, and he said, Chazor boch, omolei kach mekublani memchok lachoyte, umachti es harabim, ima spiki biyotei las tshuvle. I can't do tshuvle anymore, because I heard it from you, I heard it in your share. You said, kol lachoyte, umachti es harabim, ima spiki biyotei las tshuvle. I was already a machti es harabim, and at this point, there's nothing I could do. And the rest of the story is that this Gemara is yeshei hanoitri. The Gemara for Yerzois, that you see from here, that when it comes to giving someone teichacha, you always have to be merachik the person with your left hand and be makarev the person with your right hand. Because Rabbi Shimon ben Prachi, the Gemara says, was merachik his Talmud b'shtei yodayim, and look at what happened. What happened was yeshei hanoitzri. And person, you have to work on that balance. It's one of three things the Gemara says. You always have to, the smile should be daicha and the yamin should be makarev. Said Rabbi Chilmi Paris in his debate, again in front of King Louis, he told him, yeshei hanoitzri, the Gemara has together with Rabbi Shimon ben Prachi. If you know Jewish history 101, when did Rabbi Shimon ben Prachi live? He lived right after the story of Hanukkah. He lived about 150 years before the Yeshay HaNoitzri that the Noitzrim worship lived. So he said, it's not the same person. I don't know what you're talking about. Number one, I have a Gemara, Sanhedrin, and Gibbalam and Aleph that he was giving Mises Bezin. You believe he was crucified. Number two, I have him together with Rabbi Shimon ben Prachia. It's 150 years earlier. It's not the same person. You don't have the right person. The quote that supposedly Rabbi Chilmi Paris told the king was, he said, just like not all Louis are king of France, not all Yeshays are Yeshay HaNoitzri. So it's true, there's Yeshay HaNoitzri that's mentioned in the Gemara, but it's not the same person. But the MS is, the Ramban, in his famous debate, which was in the year 1263 in Barcelona, Spain, in front of the king of Spain, so that's a famous vikuach, it's printed in the Kisvei Ramban, and the Moisid Rav Kook's Kisvei Ramban, you can read the entire vikuach. Come out word for word. There's a transcription of the Vikuach. So over there, the Ramban took a different approach. And the Ramban was masking that the Yeshe HaNoitzri that's mentioned in the Gemara is Yeshe HaNoitzri. And he took. But the question then is, it begs itself, how do you understand that? If the Yeshe HaNoitzri is like the Ramban, so Bishleima, right, with the thumbs, according to Rabbi Chilmi Paris, okay, it's not Shver. It's a different Yeshe HaNoitzri. But according to the Ramban, how do you understand it? How do you understand Pashup Shah? Why would we have an Armasaira? Wouldn't it have made more sense to edit it at the very least, let it stim with the, it doesn't make sense. So I once heard from a big anti-missionary, he said that it could be, it was done bedafka this way. Why? For someone who needs to make the argument that Rabbi Chilmi Paris made. Meaning, Erechanami, it's counterintuitive. It's reverse psychology. The Chachamim bedafka manipulated the story, Kaviyochel, in a way. And you have to understand the level of Pekuach Nefesh that was at stake over here. Just read the history. It's mind-blowing. Right, what happened after Rabbi Chilmi Paris' debate in France in the year 1240? 4 years later, they burnt the Talmud Bavli. They burnt the Talmud Bavli in France. It was a result of that. After the Ramban's Vikuach in Spain, that's when Ramban was forced to leave Spain. He was forced to make Aliyah. He didn't have terrible tzaras. So you know what they did? They Davka made this Yeshe HaNoitzri be killed by Bezin. For this reason, they did it so it should look like it wasn't the same Yeshe HaNoitzri. Meaning, really, the Ramban is tying it was Yeshe. Of course, this is the Yeshe HaNoitzri. Who else is it? A different Yeshe? It's the Yeshe HaNoitzri. But the Chachamim purposely, we have him with Rabbi Shimon ben Prachi. It wasn't Rabbi Shimon ben Prachi. It was really somebody else. And we have him being killed by, he really wasn't killed by Bezin. But it could be these things were all done in a way so people should think. So the Noitzrim, so that you should be able to make the argument that Rabbi Chil Mipares made. Either way, there's more to talk about. But Zokta Gemara Vayta, Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So the last Gemara mentioned in this Chesroinus Ashas was this idea of Toida, Tadai. He should get killed. He shouldn't get killed. So he said, Mizmal Asayda. But they told him, no, Zavech, Toida, Yechabdanani. So on that note, Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Zavech, Zitzoy. If somebody kills his Yetzahara, if you look at Rashi, it sounds like from Rashi, this is someone that did an Avera already. He already did the Avera, so the Yetzer got the better of him. But now, next time, moving forward, he's going to shecht his Yetzahara, malo olav akasa, ki'ilu kibdor lakodesh baruch hu b'shnei halamim. The kavod that Hashem gets from this person is unbelievable. It's phenomenal. It's b'shnei halamim. Ha'olam hazeh, v'ha'olam habot. Chsiv, as the pasuk says, zayveyach toido yichab denon. Remember, Yishol B'lev, as much as Yishol B'lev, as much as stood, other makrav oilo, a person would bring an oilo, schar oilo b'yod, mincha, schar mincha b'yod. Avam isha dayte shveilo. But if someone does an avera, and after he does the avera, he feels terrible about himself. Ma'alo olav akosav kilu hikriv kol ha'kabonis kulam. It's as if he brought all the kabonis. Shenem, as the pasuk says, zivchei aloi Kim ruach nishbara, that a ruach nishbara, it's a brach and a ruach, from what? From doing an avera, is the equivalent of zifchei alikim. V'lo yoyd, elosh ein tefilasa in the meses, a person who does an avera, feels terrible about it. He has a ruach nishbara, when he davens later, ein tefilasa in the meses, shenemar, lev nishbar, v'nitka alikim loy sivza. So just one ha'ara regarding this Gemara, and that is, now we'll finish with that. Just one ha'ara regarding this Gemara, and that is the Marsha, right here, says something fascinating. And behektim a Gemara Masechta Shabbos daf kuf chav tes amid beis at the end of perich mefanim. So the Gemara over there is discussing the minig of bloodletting. Hakaz asnaf. So once upon a time, if somebody was sick, you'd go to your local barbershop, right? That's where they were. And there was a bloodletter. The bloodletter would take dam. What's that? Yeah, bankus, exactly. Hashtag bankus. And he would be makis dam, and it was considered a dumber. It was considered a, in case you don't have enough hashtags from today's daf, it was considered a dover shel refuah. So the Gemara over there says there's certain days that you're not supposed to be makas dam. Says the Gemara, one of those days is malu yoyma da adsarta. Erev shvuas, you're not supposed to be makas dam. Why? Sakanta. It's considered a sakana. And being that erev shvuas is considered a sakana to be makas dam, v'gozru rabbonon akulu malu yoyma tova, the rabbonon will gozru on all erev yontif, mishum yoyma tova da adsarta. Meaning it's so dangerous to be makas dam on Erev Shavuos that to make a harchaka, you say, don't ever do it on Erev Yontif. Like this, you're not going to come to do it on Erev. What's the reason? What's the sakana? The nafik beizika, because there's a shade, a ruach. Ushmei tavuach. His name is Tavuach. Who is he? And why is he prevalent Erev Shavuos? Because back in the day, when the Yidim were mekabel the Torah, Erev Shavuos, this shade was ready to pounce. The like kiblu Yisrael Torah have a tavach lula b'srayu with mayo. Had the Yidim not been mekabel the Torah, he would have shechted Klal Yisrael. And it's for that reason this shade was there. On every single Erev Shavuos, you have to be worried about the shade. You're not allowed to be makas dam because of the shade tavuach. That's the Gemara Perek Mefanim. Yet, comes again the Marsha and our Gemara, right in Chidushei Agadas, and says the Marsha, I have a Ha'ara. Why was the shade called Tavuach? Really, what the shade, grammatically speaking, should have been called was Teveach. He's a butcher. He's a Sheikhet. That's who this shade is. He was going to be Tavach Luli Yisrael, the Bisrayu Luli Damayu. So he should have been called Teveach. He's the butcher. He's going to perform the act of Tvicha. What does Tavuach mean? Tavuach means he's Shachut. He's the one that's being geshachted. He should have been called Teveach, not Tavuach. Zokta Masha, the Teretz is the Gemara that we just learned. Because Reb Shua ben Levi said that if someone overcomes his Yetzahara, he's Zoyveach Toida Yechab Denoni. Kol HaZoyveach Es Yitzroi. He's considered that he's shechting his Yetzahara. Enochinami, says the Masha, had the Yidin not been Mekabel the Torah, then this shade would have been Toiveach. But the Yidin were Mekabel the Torah. So what happened? Instead of the shade, this Zika, this Ruach, shechting Klal Yisrael, we were able to shecht him. So he wasn't Toiveach. He wasn't the one giving it. He was Tavuach. He was the one receiving it. And that's why it's indicative in his name. He's called Tavuach. He's Shachut as opposed to Toiveach, as opposed to being the Shoichet. But I'll tell you something very interesting. And that is the Bali Musar and the Sfurim HaKadoshim all say that L'chura, at first glance, the Gemara doesn't make sense. Because this shade existed when? Back in the day, 3,000 plus years ago, when the Yidden stood at the foot of Har Sinai, Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar. So had they not been Mekabel the Torah, there would have been a Shei. His name is Teveach. He ends up being Tavuach, whatever. But today? What does that have to do with me? 3,000 years later. So the Svar Makdoishim say that you see from here that when it comes Yontif, the Oiris of Yontif, Achoizavaneh. So Shavuos Yid were Makabel Torah. Every Shavuos Yid has an opportunity to be Makabel Torah again. So much so that there's a Zika whose name is Tavuach, who's out there ready. He's ready to pounce to make sure that a year today in 2017 is not Makabel Torah. Because we have an ability every year to be Makabel Torah as well. It's true for the Yom Tov of Shavuos. It's true for all Yom Tov. Now, as it relates to Shavuos, we've spoken out in the past in Nefesh HaChaim, who quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, that the reason you find this idea, this Nusach in Chazal, the Hoyu Advarim Smechen Kinesinasam, because a person has an ability to literally learn Torah at the foot of Har Sinai. He can be Mekabel Torah. It's Smechem Kinesinasam. That was the fire of Yonis ibn Azil, Elisha Baravua by his bris, etc., etc. This is a lot of raid that we've spoken about in the past. But I'll tell you, Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. I mean, this Marsha is a Chiddush. But Ein Beis Medrash B'loi another Chiddush. And that is that the Heilig B'nai Yisoscha says, we know the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis. So after the story of Mai Chanukah, the Tanu Rabbana, B'chof HaKislev, right, the Gemara goes through the whole story of Chanukah. And at the very end, they found a pach echad shal shemen, shehoya munach b'chaisamay, shekoyin gadol, v'leihoya b'y lahadik el yoyim echad, nasa b'y nes v'diki v'menu shmeyne yomim. L'shon acheres, the following year, after they saw the miracle take place, the following year, kovim v'asum yontif b'halu v'idah. They made it into a yontif. The B'nai Yisoscha gefreit, why did they wait until the following year to make it into a yontif? Why didn't they make this year into a yontif? Why did they wait till next year? So the Bnei Yisoscha said, because they weren't sure really. Should we make this into a yontif? Or should we not make it into a yontif? So they said, we're going to wait until next year. Next year, this time, if the oiris and the hashpois that were here during the year that the miracle happened come back again, the chayz of the neir, zayse meres, that's a simon that it's really supposed to be as man of yontif. So they waited until the next year. And when they saw the iris come back, lamach, it was the next year, l'shana acheres kavum. It was only then, vasum yontif, zokt, the Mishnah Vayter, when they got within 10 amis of the Beis Haskila, they would tell the person that's chayiv misa, his vado. Say vidui, do tshuva. Shekein derech kol ha-mumsim mizvadim. Because anyone that was given Mises Bezdin had to do tshuva. Why? Shekol ha-mizvadim yesh l'chelech l'elam haba. Amazingly, a person could get Mises Bezdin, but it didn't necessarily mean that he was going to enter the world to come. In order for this person to have a portion of the world to come, he would have to do tshuva. Shekein mitzinu ba'achon. And how do we know that? We see that from Achon. She'amal Yeshua. Yeshua told Achon, B'ni, my son, simna kovel Hashem alakei Yisrael, v'tein le'itayda. So Achon was killed by Yeshua. So we're going to see in tomorrow's Daf Memdala, the Gemara is going to go into great detail discussing the story of Achon. But for now, Achon was given Mises Bezdin. And being that Achon was given Mises Bezdin before he was executed by Yeshua, Yeshua Benon tells him, please, my son, give kavod l'Hashem alakei Yisrael v'tein lo toida. What does toida mean? Milashem vidui, be mizvad. Vayan ochres Yeshua vayomer amno. He said vidui, chatasi, ukazois v'kazois osisi. But I should keep believing vidui. How do you know that the vidui was accepted? Shnema, because the pasuk says vayomer Yeshua. Ma achartanu, yakrecha Hashem v'yomer azat. What you did to us is achor, you ruined us. What you did is disgusting. But yakrecha Hashem v'yomer azat. Today you're going to be achor. Darshin v'yomer azat to achor, v'ya to achor lo'il mabu. However, you're not going to be achor lo'il mabu. V'yem any day l'svad. Let's say this person doesn't know how to say vidui. Achon said a nice vidui with shema malchus. What if a person doesn't know how to say vidui? Oymrim le, they would tell him. Amar, say the following. Tehei misasi kapara al kol avinoisai. May my death be a kapara on all the averus that I did. Rabbi Yehuda said, Amar yoydeh shum mezum. Let's say he knew that he's innocent. He's really not guilty. Then they would say, chutz me'avoin zeh. Say the same exact nusich. Tehei misasi kapara al kol avinoisai. Bechutz me'avoin zeh. Exclude specifically in your vidui, that you're not saying vidui on this avera to the extent that you're innocent. They told him, Kain, if you're going to do that, you call Adam, Imrim Kain, Gedei Lakas Atzma. Everyone's going to do that. Even people that are guilty. So what? Number one, they're not going to do tshuva. But number two, Rashi says, you're going to be Moitzi Laz now on the Edim, Moitzi Laz on the Dayanim, right? What's benefiting you is actually hurting other people. So it's for that reason the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, we don't like this. So just before the next Gemara, what's the 32nd version of the story of Achon? So the Yidden, when they enter Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua Benon, they destroy the city of Yericho with Nisim and the Flois, Olenu L'Shabeya, Shoifres, etc., etc. They destroy the city of Yericho. And Yeshua Benon, I told the Yidden, that no one is allowed to benefit from the spoils of Yericho. We're going to see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say it wasn't Hashem's Tzivoy. It was Yeshua Benon. It was an example of Kol HaMoisef Kareya. So Yeshua Benon says that nobody is allowed to benefit from the spoils of Jericho, from the spoils of Jericho. There was one person who went, and he benefited. Nobody knew that. How did they find out? Because the next war the Yidden fought was against Ai. And when they fought against Ai, the Pasuk says 36 people died. We'll see in the Gemara. Was it really 36 people? But 36 people died. And Yeshua Benu comes to Hashem and he says, what happened? I don't understand. Why did we die? I thought we're supposed to just be able to go through miraculously. We're not supposed to have any issues. So the Abishah tells him, you want to know why? Because Chata Yisrael. Who? Which member of Klal Yisrael? So we're going to learn the Gemara right now. Hashem tells Yeshua, make a Goyro. And when you make a Goyro, you're going to find out who it was that sinned. And it's because of this person's Avera that we suffered a defeat in the war against Ai. And you want to make sure and prevent this from happening again. Kill this person. Destroy the spoils that he took, and then everything is going to be fine. So Tanu Rabbana. No. Hey, no. When Yeshua Benun tells Achan to say vidoy, tein toida, what did he tell him? Sim na kaved Hashem al yichkei Yisrael, v'tein loy toida. Sim na. He begged him. Why? Because when told Yeshua Chata Yisrael, he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, mi chata? Who? He told me, I'm not a gossiper, Hashem said. Leich hapil goyrolis. You want to know who it was? Macha goyrol. Halach hapil goyrolis. He went and he made a goyrol. And the goyrol fell on Och. So, Ochan tells Yeshua, begoyrol at the ball, eh? You're going to kill me with a goyrol? What happened to Pishnaim Adam Yochum Dover, says Rashi. You're coming to me with a goyrol? You can't kill me with a goyrol. And he said, not just that, let me demonstrate. You and Elazar are two gedeli ador. If I would take two pieces of paper, on one of them write Yeshua Benon, and on the other one write Elazar Kohen Gadol, and make a goyrol, it's going to end up being one of you. So how could you kill me with a goyrol? Amalei Yeshua Benon tells Acha bevakashem imcha, I beg you, al toitzi laz al goyrol. Don't be moitzi laz on the goyrol. Shasi deretz Yisrael sheteschalik begoyrol. Because if you're going to be moitzi laz, you're going to question the authenticity of a goyrol. People are going to question chalukas haaretz, because chalukas haaretz is also going to happen. Ayde goyrol shenema ach begoyrol yicholikas haaretz. And then he told him, tein toida, just admit, confess your sin, and I beg you. That's the lashon bakasha. Why did Yeshua Benun beg Achan? Because if Achan wouldn't have confessed his sin, Yeshua Benun would have killed him anyways. But people would have said that maybe Yeshua was wrong. This is all a gairo mechatesi. Achan is fighting, he's defending his position. But if Achan is moida, so people are going to see that the gairo got it right. The gairo got Achan, and Achan was moida, it was mizvada. He said, Vido, vice tois. A gairo works. So when it comes to chalukas haaretz, there's not going to be problems. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, shchude shachte b'mili, that you know what Yeshua Benun did in order to get Achan to admit, he was meshachim, he plea bargained with him. That's what he did. He told him, klun mevakish b'mecha elo hayda. He said, if you issue a guilty plea, we're going to remove the death sentence from the table. It's going to be off. Tein loy toida v'ipate. Miyad, what happened? Vayan ochan es Yeshua v'yoymer. Omno chatosi l'Hashem alikei Yisrael. Ukozois. V'kozois osisi. He went and he confessed this sin, thinking that by confessing this sin, he's not going to be killed. Really, he was going to be killed. And it sounds like at first glance that Yeshua Benun fooled Achan. He fooled him. He fooled him into thinking that by confessing his sin, he's somehow going to be able to plea bargain with Bezin, when in reality he wasn't able to. Why Yeshua Benun do it? He did it simply because he needed him to be moida that he was guilty, so that we shouldn't be moitzi laz ala goyrolis. But when Achan was moida, what did he say? Chatosi l'Hashem alokei Yisrael v'kozois osisi. That Achan was moil, not just this one time, he had done it three times. Twice in the days of Moshe and Yeshua, and once in the days of Yeshua. As the Pasuk says, Kozois v'kozois osisi. So he said, Chatasi l'Hashem alokei Yisrael, that's one, and then he said, Kozois v'kozois osisi. Kozois is two, another Kozois is three. Rabbi Yechon, and said, Mishum Rebelaz, Rabbi Shimon, Chamisha. Five times. Arbabi may Moshe, four times in the times of Moshe. The Echabi may Yeshua, once in the times of Yeshua. Shenemar, Anoichi Chatasi, Vikazois, Osisi. Kazois is one, Kazois is two, Vikazois, the two Vavs are another two. You end up with five. What are these other Charamas? Rashi says he knows one. Bamidbar Perek of Aleph, after the Yidden fought Kenani Melech Harod. As it relates to the other ones, Leinis Parsimu, Rashi says. But the bottom line is, the Gemara is now going to ask the Kasha that if Achan did this Avera twice or four times previously, how come he wasn't punished? That's already going to segue into the next daf. But as it relates to Goyrolois, so I think we have a rate by on Goyrolois. We have one of them. There should be
two, but we have one, but we discussed this in very great detail when we learned Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuv Vav, Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuv Zayin, and we went into, this is obviously one of the first, if not the first Maror Mokim, that you have to learn when it comes to Geiralos, that you see, Achan was killed, Al Pi Geiralos.